Hey lovelies, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele, a normal girl from London who started my content creation journey in the summer of 2021. Have you ever felt like you wanted to level up but never knew where to start? Or have you always wanted to join the world of influencing but never quite had the balls? You're not alone. We've all been there, but now is the time to put your big girl pants on and not let fear get in the way of your dreams. So over here, I am keeping it all the way 100 with you about the ups and the downs of the industry while I take you along my own journey and catch a vibe with you along the way. I truly believe there is a seat at the table for everyone, but only for the ones who want it. So if that sounds like a bit of you, you're definitely in the right place. Just a quick disclaimer, in no way is my opinion qualified and everything I do say is based on my own personal journey. Hello everyone, and what is poppin'? If you are new here, I'm Tevele London, your host, and in today's topic, we are going to be talking about social media etiquette 101. Guys, I have been putting off filming this episode for the longest time. Honestly, I've been like twiddling my thumbs and just avoiding doing it. But I think it's something that needs to be done and we could all learn a thing or two. The reason why I've decided to make this week's topic about social media etiquette is because we are in a time where we are, I'm not going to say a lot more sensitive than before, but this generation has a very much no tolerance to bullshit attitude. And if they don't like something, they're calling it out. That is a little bit how we are in this day and age. And I think it's very easy to offend people online without realising. And I've been offended a few times online. And I hope I haven't offended anyone. But if I have, I am sorry. But the reason why I thought, you know what, let's just talk about the absolute basics when it comes to social media etiquette as a creator. We can then ultimately reduce the amount of times we offend people, annoy them, or even just prevent it altogether. So hopefully we can all learn a thing or two from this episode, and I really hope you enjoy it. Now let's get started. So this week on the podcast Instagram, I uploaded a post with this week's topics, and the first one on the list was asking people to follow you back on Instagram. And I just want to get straight into it and talk about it because it's very annoying and I think it needs to be addressed. Guys, I have been getting DMs for donkey years of people saying, "Hi, I just followed you on Instagram, follow me back." What is all of that about? What are we doing here? Okay, it doesn't say in my bio, if you follow me, I'm going to follow you back. Instagram has obviously made it very clear that they don't like that whole follow me, follow back kind of thing. So why are you doing it? Usually anyway, if I do get a DM where someone's saying, "I just followed you, follow me," that's probably just going in my spam anyway, because, you know, I ain't even got time for that. But why do people do it? Why do people do it? If you've done it to people, then I would actually love to know, genuinely, and I'm not even just like being a brat, like I actually would love for you to send me a DM and explain to me why you do it. Oh, and then not just, you know, the obvious blasé reason, which is because I obviously want you to follow me back. But honestly, like, it's so strange to me and I just can't get my head around it. Don't you want to grow organically on Instagram? Like, isn't that the whole thing? Like, if somebody likes you, they'll follow you back. They'll follow you. And if you like them, then you'll follow them back as well. It's not, you know, no one owes you a follow, you know? And the funny thing about it is sometimes we'll go through different periods on our Instagram where it's absolutely popping off and it's actually pretty impossible to keep track of everyone who's following you. So sometimes I will stumble across someone's account and I'll look at the top and I'll see follow back. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that they follow me. And I follow them back instantly because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, love the content. Like, I'm so here for it. But sometimes you genuinely don't even keep track of who's following you. And sometimes you actually have to manually go into your followers to actually see who's followed you, especially if your notifications are going off like mad. So sometimes it's like, just be patient, give it a few days, and maybe you will get followed back. But by just sending a DM saying, oh, I just followed you, follow me back. But it's a bit, first of all, it's a bit rude. It's a bit entitled. And ultimately, like, we all follow people sometimes and they don't follow us back. And it's no hard feelings. Sometimes they haven't seen it. Sometimes, you know, your content is maybe not for them. There are an array of different reasons as to why somebody doesn't follow you back. But if they don't follow you back, does it mean that we should be bombarding them with DMs and sending them messages in their comments religiously telling them to follow them back? You know, it's not on, it's not cool, it's annoying and it's rude. So if you do it, I think you should perhaps maybe stop, all right? Also, I just want to say as well that there are so many other ways that you could probably get somebody to follow you without going down the whole entitlement route, you know? And I'll give you some perfect examples, like if you like people's pictures, you're a regular commenter, you know, you stand out, people notice you and think, oh wow, like this person is a great supporter of mine, you know what, I'm gonna give them a follow. Like, it has happened to me a few times where, you know, maybe the person's not even fashion related, because I predominantly focus on fashion related content creators because that's the niche that I'm in. So there's been times where people who are not completely fashion related have been on my Instagram, have showed me a lot of love, a lot of support. You know, they never miss a post. And it's like, do you know what? I'm going to follow you back because I think you're a great person and I really like you. And, you know, I'm going to follow you. You're in my DMs. Really nice. So I'm going to follow you back for that very reason. So there are so many different reasons as to why someone will follow you back. There's so many different ways you can go around getting somebody to follow you if you want to without bombarding them, because ultimately it can be annoying. And you know what? Some people will block you for that. So you wanted a follow and now you've been blocked. Do you know what I mean? It's not that. We're not going to do that. So let's try and not do it in 2022, okay? Let's try and not do it. And this then kind of goes into my next topic, which is engagement groups. And I just want to touch on it a little bit because I'm not sure many people know what it is. And if they do know what it is, I don't think people are entirely aware of the detriment that it can cause to your account. And the reason why it kind of goes into or ties into social media etiquette is because I have had people send me DMs asking me if I'm in an engagement group and if I am, to send the DLs across. I'm not in an engagement group. I will never be in an engagement group. And I'm going to explain to you why. And I'm going to explain to you why I think that if you are considering being in an engagement group, you should not do it. So engagement groups are basically, essentially, Instagram pods, and they are a group of people that come together to, I guess, help one another increase their engagement. So it could be done through liking, commenting, or simply just following people. And usually there is an admin person who deals with the account, and there are a few accounts that you would then have to follow in order to be a part of that kind of engagement group community or a part of that pod, so to speak. And, you know, you just need to make sure that you're on top of everyone's comments, liking and making sure that you're following all those people in the pod. I know that different kind of pods and stuff work in different ways, but essentially, just so that you can kind of get a basis of what an engagement group is, that is essentially what it is. Now, I know on the outside it seems really cute, really fluffy, you know, it sounds like a really amazing idea to kind of boost your engagement, but it really isn't. And the reason why I don't like engagement groups is because it's not organic, it's not reliable. If you miss people's posts, it's not genuine supported, and you know, your engagement can go up, can go down, it's not consistent across the board, and ultimately you can lose your Instagram account for doing that as well. So I want to just go into a little bit more depth about it, just so that you guys can actually understand why I think engagement groups are not a good way to increase engagement on your Instagram. And, you know, it's up to you, obviously, whether or not you decide to, you know, go ahead and do that, or if you don't, but I'm just going to go into it anyway. So the thing about engagement groups is it's not your authentic community. And the people who are generally in those engagement groups are there for selfish reasons. They're not there because they like you. They're not there because they think that your content's great. They're there because they need you to like and comment or continue to follow them. Okay, so you just got a bunch of people who maybe are in completely different communities than you are, that are, you know, only there because you're going to do something for them in return. It will affect your account in the long run, and it's not beneficial to you in the long run. Okay, so even if, for example, they was to share your post on their Instagram, that doesn't even really benefit you, because the people who they're sharing it to may not even be in the same community as you. So that content that they're sharing isn't even being seen by the right audience. So you're in an engagement group with a bunch of different people who are in a bunch of different niches. They've now shared your post because you shared their post or whatever. Don't know how it works, but let's just say that's what's happened. And now, yep, your post is on their story. That's amazing, but it's being seen by the wrong audience. So is your account really going to grow from that? I don't think it will. And the reason why I say that is because even if you are a fashion blogger, there are different communities within the fashion community. So, you know, you could be somebody who predominantly does street style, streetwear. So streetwear is your niche. That is what you do. You do not tap into any other categories. You only focus on streetwear, okay? And you're in a community with everyone else who does fashion. And then you've got somebody who only focuses on classy or elegant feminine fashion. So they wear a lot of tweed and a lot of pink. And that is their whole vibe. So let's just say somebody who focuses predominantly on streetwear, then goes and shares the really, you know, feminine person's photo on their Instagram story. A lot of the people, not all, but I'm just going to, you know, just make a general statement here. Don't quote me. But basically, a lot of those people who follow that person for the streetwear style are probably following them because they like streetwear style. Okay, and they've just shared somebody in a pink tweed suit, for example. They're probably not going to then go and follow them now, because that is not what they're into. They're into street style, and vice versa. So you have to be really careful when it comes to things like this, because not every single time someone shares your post, it's going to be beneficial towards you. So just be mindful when you're using it for that kind of thing as well. Another reason why I'm not entirely the biggest fan of engagement groups is because, think about it like this, behind every single Instagram account, okay, there is a real person. And the people that you're dealing with in your community are real people. And this kind of ties in with what I was saying last week about kind of like finding your community and stuff like that. But I will speak about it in more depth at a later time. But what I'm trying to say is you're dealing with real people, okay? The people that you follow are real. The people that follow you are real. You don't want to have a transactional relationship or feel like you're dealing with people who are acting like robots, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're acting like a robot. There's no emotion attached to it. There's nothing. You're not resonating with what you're dealing with, or you're not resonating with the content that you're seeing. You're just acting like a bloody robot. And you know, the people who do well on the app have real supporters, people who genuinely like their content, people who genuinely think that what they're doing is amazing, and those people will spread the word, not the robots that are in the engagement groups. Basically, I say robots because they act like robots. And a great example would be Sophia and Cinzia. Like, those two have quite good engagement, I would say. In fact, really good engagement for creator of that size. And the people in their comment sections are real. The people who are liking their pictures are real, you know. And the reason why they're doing so well and continue to grow is because they have real, genuine people, real, genuine supporters who are behind them and who back them 100%. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's really important to have people who actually like you for you and are not just doing something because, you know, they want something back in return. That is not the way Instagram has, that is not the way Instagram is supposed to be used, and that is not the way that you should be navigating your way through, obviously, your Instagram journey as well. You know, finding your community is extremely important on Instagram. Finding people who are like you, who like your stuff, who they influence you, you influence them, etc., is extremely important. And that should be your main priority than, you know, going around and asking people if they're in an engagement group or asking people if they want to join your engagement group. It's just a very bittersweet moment. You know, it's short term satisfaction and it will only hurt your account in the long run if you do it. So if you are a smaller creator, I can see the appeal, but please don't do it. And as a smaller creator, you probably look at your account now and just see it as, you know, as just, oh, I'm just a smaller creator. I want to do this to boost my numbers. And, you know, that's all well and good, but who knows where you're going to be in a year's time? Who knows where you're going to be in 6 months' time, etc.? You know, if you're looking at your Instagram as a business, that is just a very, very detrimental thing that you can do. Because, example, let's say you want to start to use affiliate links, okay? And you want to make a little bit of money, get a little bit of commission from the things that you are sharing on your stories or on your posts or whatever. When you're sharing links, okay, the intention is that people are going to click on them, okay? And if people are clicking on them and they're going to be kind enough to buy the item with the link, obviously, that you've shared, you are essentially going to get a percentage of that, a small revenue from that, okay? The people who are acting like robots underneath your pictures, they ain't clicking them links, love. They're not. Why are they not clicking your links? Because they don't even... They're not there because they want to be there. They're not there because they like you. They're there because they want you to like their pictures back. And they're there because they want you to comment on their pictures, etc. So it's just not organic. It's not a good business move. And, you know, it might seem all great in the beginning, but it's not. Guys, we all want better likes on our pictures. We all want better engagement. Promise you, promise you, we all do, but let's not try and cheat our way to getting that. It's fraud. Sorry, I said it. It's fraud. You're in an engagement group. It's fraud. You know, you're buying likes. It's fraud. You're buying followers. It's fraud. Let's not do it. All right. So, just gonna quickly go back to where I was in the beginning before I digressed a bit, but essentially, I think that you shouldn't message creators and ask them if they're in an engagement group, because unless you are in an engagement group, you probably won't find it offensive. But if you're not in an engagement group, it is a little bit offensive. Social media etiquette 101 says, please do not ask people if they're in an engagement group. Because, you know, you never know how that person's going to take it. Okie dokie. Right, let's get into our next topic. The next topic I want to talk to you guys a little bit about is engaging with your community. And I feel like I talk a lot about the community on here. And the reason why I do is because I value them so much. They are so important to me. And I care a lot about the people in my community. And I think you should too, if you don't, because, you know, I have a lot of respect for other creators. I know the hard work that goes into creating. And I really just, you know, have a lot of respect for each and every single one of you. Now, the reason why I'm going to just touch on this a little bit is because I want to make sure that people are aware of this. we're all guilty of it. Before I say what I want to say, I'm just going to put my hands up and say we're all guilty of it. But I think some of us could just work on it a little bit better, me included. But not responding to your comments. And just hear me out when I say this. Naturally, you know, when you upload a photo, sometimes it can be quite overwhelming when you've got an influx of comments, right? Sometimes you might want to respond straight away. Sometimes you might say, I'm going to dedicate half an hour to responding to my comments, or an hour to responding to my comments. Or you might say, do you know what? I'm going to let my comments marinate, and then I'm going to come back in a few days and respond to my comments. There is no right or wrong way of doing it. There is no right or wrong way of going about it. But just make sure you respond to your comments. Now, I'm not saying respond to every single one of them. If you've got a million comments, you might not be able to keep track. Sometimes what does happen is, you know, you've responded to all your comments and then Instagram shows your picture to somebody. You know, maybe it goes on the explore page, or maybe it's just on the home page and they haven't seen it. This is the first time they've seen it for 4 days, but by then you've already uploaded 3 other pictures and you're getting notifications for those other pictures, and you just physically can't, you know, keep on backtracking back to previous comments. It happens to all of us. It happens to me. It often feels impossible. And I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking about you upload something. People have taken time out of their day, right, to say that you look nice, to say that they love the outfit you're wearing, or, you know, to even ask you, where's this from, or whatever it may be, and you're just simply ignoring them. Every single person is getting ignored in your comment section. You know, you keep on doing that, you're gonna soon wonder why no one comments on your pictures. Because if you're talking to someone and they're continuously ignoring you, are you going to keep on talking to them? You probably won't. And that goes the same way with your comment section. If you continuously, you know, months on end, weeks on end, whatever, years on end, I don't know, continuously ignore your followers, they are not going to respond to you, especially as a smaller creator. You know, I follow some creators that are on, you know, 500,000 followers, for example, and I comment on their pictures sometimes and I'll get a response from them, right? So if somebody with 500,000 followers can take the time out of their day to, you know, respond back to you, then why can't you respond back to them? You know, well, why can't you respond back to people who have taken the time out of their day to respond back to you? It's just etiquette. It's just simple politeness. You know, let's try and not fall short of it. Me, myself as well, included. I'm not getting on to anyone because I know that I could do better myself. And it is something that I'm trying to work on. I know, guys, I know it can sometimes be overwhelming. I get it. It is. Sometimes I would literally think, bloody hell, where am I going to start? Okay, especially when you leave things to just marinate. But that is what we've signed up for as a creator. You know, we need to be, you know, engaging with people, responding back to people. You know, it takes nothing to say thank you. And, you know, people don't owe you anything. People do not have to comment on your pictures. So the very fact that somebody has done it, I think the least you can do is, you know, show a little bit of gratitude and say thank you. Because, you know, God forbid everybody stops commenting, you're going to be upset. So if you just responded in the first place, that will probably give people more of an incentive to comment on your pictures again, because they know they're not going to get ignored. The next thing we're going to talk about is asking people for locations. So where somebody is taking a photo, okay? We've all seen people take a picture in a really amazing location and think, oh, wow, that's amazing. I love it. I want to find that location myself. And a lot of creators are sometimes apprehensive in telling people where the location is, and there are many reasons as to why people don't want to share locations. Sometimes it's, do you know what, it's not because people do not want to help you out. It could be because they've shared locations before and people just keep on going there. Like, loads of people will go there and then they're no longer able to shoot in that location. It could be because the location is right where they live. It could be in their apartment building. It could be outside of their house and they don't really particularly feel comfortable telling people where that is for safety reasons, for example. Or it could just simply be because the way that you asked was in a very entitled way and they just found it quite rude. So, you know, there's an array of different reasons as to why people are not so forthcoming with locations. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But, you know, as a creator, part of our, I guess, job description is finding locations, okay? Constantly looking for locations, being online, looking for places. I've spent hours before on Google Maps looking for the perfect location, or, you know, simply coming across somebody's picture on Instagram and making it my mission to find that location. You know, you could ask somebody where it is. You could do, but, you know, you could also just go and look for yourself, because that is also, you know, what we do as creators. Sometimes you genuinely don't even know where to start and you do have to ask people. I recently asked a girl in our community where a location was, because I have been looking for this location for over 6 months. Like, do you know what? That's even a lie. I've been looking for this bloody location since last year summer and I haven't been able to find it. And she was at the location and I asked her, you know, I jumped in her DMs. I was like, good sis, please help a girl out. Where is this location? This is somebody who has been following me from the end of time. She never misses a post. She likes, she comments, she shares. She is absolutely brilliant. You know, almost an Insta friend, an Insta buddy. She told me where it is. And that's the thing, like, when you build a rapport with somebody, you know, people are likely going to help you. If you haven't built a rapport with somebody, then perhaps maybe, you know, you have to wait. You just have to play it out. You have to play the game. You can't just be going in people's DMs and requesting things and, you know, expecting them to just give you what you want at the drop of a hat. It doesn't work like that. You know, it takes a lot of time, takes an effort to, you know, go out, find places and stuff like that. And, you know, there's ways that you go around asking people for things, you know, send them a nice, kind message. And that is how we do it. You know, you're saying you like somebody's location. I've had a few people ask me for things sometimes and I just feel like the way that they've done it is rude and I don't like it at all. You know, just simply, for example, saying under my picture, where's this location? You know, did you even like the picture? Did you even, you know, say anything remotely nice about it? Did you share it? You know, I'm not saying you must share my photos. I'm not saying that. I'm not asking you to. If you do, thank you so much. Love you. If you don't, that is completely fine. I'm not saying that you should. I'm not saying that you have to. But my point is, you haven't even, like, shown any real love on the post. And as a creator, you know the importance of doing that. You know how important it is for us when people do that and how it can massively help our account. So it's like, you know, you want something from me, you know, come correct and be polite when you address me, you know, as I would be polite when I address you. You can really rub people up the wrong way when you do things like that, double messaging, stuff like that, you know, it's just a bit, it's not nice. And it's nothing personal. There's no need for people to, you know, get their knickers in a twist about it. It's just the way it is and there's just a way you approach things. If you want something, build a rapport, you know, like, no one gets things in life for free. Unfortunately, I wish we did. I wish I lived in a mansion and I wish I had a Ferrari, but I don't. So, you know, let's just kind of either try ourselves, put a little bit of effort in there, or approach people in the right way. If you're not a creator and, you know, you just want a location because you just really want to go there and you're a tourist or whatever, then say to somebody, you know, like, oh my gosh, this place is amazing. You know, I really want to go here for whatever reason I'm here, you know, whatever it may be, and just do that. But just don't come with this whole, you know, where's this? You know, tell me right now. Like, what is going on? Like, can you please relax? I'm not about to tell you, right, where I live. All right? All righty? So, you know, when I say this, it's really, I promise you, like, it's not to cause any offence to anybody. And it's not to get onto anybody about anything at all. You know, guys, you guys know I share locations. Because if you've been in my DMs before, I will sometimes share a location with you. But then again, like, I had somebody asking me for a location and I actually had to just be like, okay, hold on. Yeah. I had time that day as well, guys. I had time. I was like, my last 20 pictures, you have not even liked one. Like, you, the picture that you're asking for, you haven't even, and you are asking me for that location. And I have literally been supporting every single one of your pictures. And you're coming and asking me for location. You are very cheeky. And you know what you're going to get? What you were giving me for the last 20 pictures is what you're getting. Right? Let's not do it. It's rude. And you know what? Just treat others how you would like to be treated. So that's just what I'm going to say on that topic. Not going to, you know, go into it any more than I need to. Just be aware of how you're asking people for things. Have you built a rapport with people? And also, there may be reasons as to why somebody is not so forthcoming. Because, you know, if you got your favourite spot and security are hot on it and they're like, sorry, you're not allowed to take pictures here, then what are you going to do? You know, so let's just be mindful, and I'm going to leave it at that. The next thing I want to touch on is, you know, paying homage or giving credit where credit is due. I did speak a little bit about it last week with Tenny, so I'm not going to touch on the topic too much. But essentially, you know, that whole phrase, you know, giving credit where credit due means the acknowledgement should be to the person who deserves it. You know, it happens. It's just simple etiquette. We have been doing it for donkey years. We do it at work. We do it in school. We do it at uni. And we should also do it on social media as well. You know, when you go to work and someone's taking all the glory and all the credit for something that you did, you don't like it. It's happened from when we were in nursery. And, you know, let's not forget this while we're online as well. As a smaller creator, all you really want is to get reach, is to reach a wider audience, etc. So, you know, you go out of your way to do things and try and be creative, etc. All you really want is just to be acknowledged for that. You know, people who are bigger creators might not really mind. They set the trends, you know. They are used to it. As a trendsetter, you are used to it. And, you know, to a certain degree, you have to get used to it. People will copy you. People will get inspired by you as well and want to recreate things that you do. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. But it's just when you're doing it to somebody who is a fellow creator of yours, who is of a similar following to you, for example, or somebody who you, you know, often engage with, and they see that you've done something like that, it kind of will feel like a slap in the face. As we said last week with Tenny, sometimes people genuinely don't know. And if somebody doesn't know, then what can you do about it? Nothing. And I'm not talking about those situations, and I'm not talking about those scenarios. I'm talking about when people are aware. You know they're aware because they've seen it. You know they've seen it because they've maybe commented or they've liked or they've shared or whatever. And now they don't want to give credit. It's just simple etiquette. It gets on people's nerves. I remember someone did it to one of my friends and they copy the concept from head to toe, from literally absolute mirror, copy and paste. Even the music was exactly the same. And she unfollowed that person because she was like so annoyed that they did that. And you know what? Rightfully so. And I'm not going to bang on about it, but I'm just going to say that it is very upsetting when somebody's taken the time out to do something and somebody else doesn't give credit where credit is due. So let's not be like that, you know. And if you are like that and you don't give a shit, then that's fine, but you're going to hurt or upset or offend a lot of people in the process. So with that being said, that is the end of today's topic, which is social media etiquette 101. And you know, guys, I've just got raw, you know, I've got raw in this episode, and that is why, as I always say, this is the Fashion Uncensored show, because I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you and, you know, just say it how it is. I really hope I haven't offended anyone. If I have, I am sorry. I did not intend to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm just here to give my honest point of view and help you guys in the process. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening and, you know, giving me your time. Please don't forget to leave a review, you know, a nice review, please. No, I'm joking. Just leave a review and, you know, don't forget to rate the pod if you are listening on Spotify or on Apple. And yeah, take care, everyone. And I will see you next week where we continue the discussion of fashion. Take care, everyone. Bye.